Part 17, Chapter 3.
"We,"
said Johnny,
"are going to Africa."
Dr. McKendrick looked up from his task of removing the cast from Thor's arm, a little startled. All the wounded Scots but Thor had left the underground hospital. Thor's arm had had to be rebroken and set, but now it was fine. And with Thor gone, the hospital would be empty, save for Johnny. Dr. Allen had returned to Scotland to care for his practice, and Dr. McKendrick had been thinking of doing so as well. As he finished cracking off the cast, Dr. McKendrick said,
"We?"
"Yes. You are a bone man, but you're also a neurosurgeon, I think they call it."
Dr. McKendrick looked at the tall young man, standing there leaning on his cane. He liked this young man. He liked him very much. His practice was being run at home by a competent young doctor, and he supposed that arrangement could continue. He had thought a little vacation might be appropriate before taking up his tools in the Aberdeen cave. But Africa? Thor was flexing his arm, looking very pleased. McKendrick told him all about what exercises he must now do to keep his muscles from collapsing. It looked like a pretty good job of bone setting this time. Johnny beckoned, and McKendrick followed him as he hobbled into a sick room Johnny had been using as an office. An old operating table was covered with papers, photographs, and books.
"I need some dead cyclos, and I need some live cyclos."
Thor, in the doorway, laughed.
"I shouldn't think you'd have any trouble with the dead ones. There's nearly 1,000 somewhere around the compound."
"Sorry. They dumped them in a mile-deep mine shaft, and the shaft is so shaky it's a risk to fly down it. I've spent the whole last week looking for dead cyclos."
"There is the Jamcorp here,"
said Dr. McKendrick.
"Sorry again. The council, for some reason of its own, had the bodies burned."
"Just what is the problem here?"
"You ever stop to wonder why the Intergalactic Mining Company always shipped bodies home? They don't want dead cyclos lying about."
"The parson,"
said Thor,
"cut up the pair we found in the plane."
"He wasn't looking for what I'm looking for."
Dr. McKendrick smiled.
"Autopsies on dead cyclos? Johnny, it wouldn't be a full day unless you astonished me with something."
He was referring to an incident a week ago when he was sewing up Johnny's cheek. The needle had been a little dull, and Johnny, in reflex, had reached up with his right hand and gripped his wrist to make him ease off. McKendrick had felt a bit contrite about the arm and leg. He had feared that he might have injured something when he operated. But the sudden movement of the arm and hand had told him that it was a matter of getting back into communication rather than physical damage. Johnny had tried to do it again, voluntarily, and couldn't.
"Must be like learning to wiggle your ears,"
Johnny had said.
"All you have to do is find the right muscles to pull. And how?"
McKendrick supposed he really should stay around and help Johnny recover.